Now let's consider the parable of the persistent widow and the unjust judge. On another occasion, Jesus aimed to teach his disciples about the necessity to pray always and not lose heart. To illustrate, he told the story of a persistent widow confronting a corrupt judge. In Luke 18:1-8, we read, "Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, 'In a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, "Grant me justice against my adversary." For some time he refused, but finally he said to himself, "Even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually wear me out with her coming." And the Lord said, "Listen to what the unjust judge says, and will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice, and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?" This parable presents a stark contrast, a completely corrupt judge and a vulnerable widow. In ancient society, a judge wielded immense power with virtually no oversight. This particular judge was especially wicked. He neither feared God nor cared about people. He had no respect for divine law and no concern for public opinion. On the other hand, a widow was among society's most vulnerable. Without a husband to protect or represent her, a widow depended heavily on the kindness of others and the fairness of the legal system. Widows, along with orphans and foreigners, were frequently mentioned in scripture as examples of those deserving special protection. This widow had an adversary, someone harming her, perhaps by taking her property or denying her legal rights. She repeatedly approached the judge pleading, "Grant me justice against my adversary." Initially, the judge ignored her pleas. Why should he concern himself with a widow who likely couldn't pay a bribe? But she persisted, kept returning, kept pleading, kept knocking at his door. Eventually, the judge thought to himself, "Even though I don't fear God or care what people think, this widow is bothering me. I'll give her justice so that she won't wear me out." The Greek term suggests he feared she might eventually give him a black eye, an expression indicating just how persistent and troublesome she had become. It wasn't justice that moved him, but simply the desire to get rid of her. Jesus then makes the contrast explicit. "Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night?" Again, it's an argument from lesser to greater. If even a corrupt judge eventually yields to persistence, how much more quickly and willingly will a just and loving God respond to his children? God is not like the unjust judge who was reluctant to respond. On the contrary, he is perfectly just and loves his children. He will bring about justice for his chosen ones quickly. Persistence in prayer isn't necessary to overcome God's reluctance, but rather to develop our own faith and trust. Jesus' final question is intriguing. "However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?" He links persistence in prayer to enduring faith. Continuing to pray, even when the answer seems delayed, is a demonstration of faith. Ceasing to pray might indicate we've lost hope or confidence in God's goodness and his response. This parable has been especially meaningful for people facing seemingly insurmountable injustices, just as the widow did not give up despite facing a much more powerful adversary. Jesus's followers are encouraged to persist in their prayers for justice, knowing that God, unlike the unjust judge, is eager to respond and bring justice.